Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And today's proverb that we're sharing in the wisdom moment is Proverbs chapter 3. It reads, "My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you prosperity." Think about that. It's beautiful. My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you prosperity. I mean, you want to be prosperous. You want to have a long life.
Right.
People are looking for the fountain of youth. You know, Maybelline and all these people who are making all this makeup trying to make people look younger.
Right.
Get some wisdom. You know, rub some wisdom on your face. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Don't forget this. He says, don't forget God's teaching. The first thing he tells us how to have this prolonged life and be prosperous. Don't forget God's teaching. And by the way, prosperity is not how men define it, and it's not how the typical American defines it. Prosperity is a blessed, joyful life that things are provided for you by God, and you're contented where you are. You know, whether you have much or you have little, you have God, and you have his wisdom, and you're forgiven. I mean, that's blessing. And so he tells us first is don't forget God's teaching. What does that mean? First of all, it means that we can forget them.
Yeah.
That means that we first have to know them before you forget them, right? You can forget them, but you can't forget what you don't know. So first you actually have to know his teachings. You know, it's the Lord's expectation of us to know his teachings. He tells us that in Matthew 28, he says, teach them. He tells his disciples, teach them to obey all my teachings. Mm-hmm. He says, you're really my disciple if you know my teachings and follow them, right?
Right.
And so, first of all, you have to know the teaching. A lot of people are being very religious, and they're upset. Why is my life being shortened, maybe? Or, you know, why am I not prosperous? How come I don't feel, you know, prosperous? And it's like, well, you're being religious, possibly, but you're not understanding the context of it. You not only need to read his teachings, you need to know his teachings.
Right.
And follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells us that in this proverb, when you think about it, then we're told, don't only not forget them, but to hide them in your heart. So once you know them and you're walking in them, and since you can forget them, you're continually abiding with him, and don't say, I know that already. How many people say, I know that already? He's like, no, you're not walking it anymore. You forgot how marriage mm-hmm. is supposed to be. You forgot how family is supposed to be. We can forget. That's what happens. I mean, the enemy works overtime to get us to forget.
Right.
Oh, it's amazing. And the older you get, the easier it is to forget,
yes.
You know? And so you spend time with God. And so we need to hide God's commands in our heart, because this is prosperity and a long life. Your word hath I hid in my heart, David said, that I might not sin against you. When we hide God's word in our heart, the motives of that is not only to meditate on his word, but hiding his word in our heart helps us to know what his word is and that we would walk in obedience to it. Because he's, thy word hath I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. What he's saying is that I know your word, I meditate on your word, and I know because I know it, I won't disobey it. I'm going to walk in obedience to it. And with that, that means you're not going to sin if you're obeying God, because sin is walking out of the paths of God's instruction, right. Missing the mark.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not hiding his word in our heart, we can be in sin and not know it because we forgot the ways of God.
Right.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet. It tells me where I am, and it's a light unto my path. It tells me where I'm going. You a lost man if you're not in the word, right?
That's right.
But by keeping God's word in your heart and not forgetting them, that you prolong your life for many years and it brings you prosperity. Prosperity, God's prosperity. It's important to understand it wasn't the action of reading your Bible, God's word, for example, that prolonged your life or made you prosper. So many people are just like paying penance. Yeah, I'm reading my Bible. I'm reading 3 chapters a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your religious works. It's not a religious act of reading the Bible and memorizing scriptures that gives you a long life and prosperity. It's the word itself.
Right.
It's the commands of God themselves that you do not forget, that you meditate on, that keep you on this road, that bring you prosperity. It's not just hearing God, but it's obeying what God says and understanding the cross is about empowering you through his spirit to be able to do it. Do you want to be prosperous? Do you want to have a long life? Listen, the wisdom for today is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life and bring you prosperity. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.